Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of
time. So sometimes thinking about things universally makes the world even more complicated than it already is.
Yeah, right.
And in the question that we have for today's episode, we are going to be discussing this question: that do you prefer to solve your local problems or global ones? And I'm just thinking about what are my global concerns.
Yeah, and we're too much being pressurized with our own problems that even thinking of global problems might look a little far from us, you know?
And that's why, since we started everything globally, we have to say hi to everyone. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. And how are you doing, Nahid?
Good. Everything is good.
Everything is good. Except that the weather is so hot.
Yeah, killing hot.
Yeah. So global warming is also a concern.
Yeah, but we can do nothing but to suffer from it.
Exactly. And sometimes, of course, we can have some plans for the future, probably, that would work.
Yeah, right. But thinking about global issues, you know, when you were talking about this question, what came to my mind was that if you want to answer this question, then you should have an ideal way of thinking. Like, okay, since I'm a citizen of the world, I'm thinking about the future, I'm thinking about the issues in the world, so I must be doing something. But then my mind has had a kind of pause, like, stop, are you doing anything? And it is really confusing to me. I mean, okay, as citizens, we must be doing something for the world, but are we really taking any actions?
Well, that's the $1 million question, I guess. So everybody has to ask themselves about, first of all, what is my responsibility? As you mentioned, being the citizen of this world, what is my responsibility? Do I have only local responsibilities? That is, if we want to dig deeper, personal responsibilities or no? It's almost going beyond the individual and flying into the realm of the global responsibilities, universal responsibilities.
Yeah, right. And the more important thing is that we must be also aware of our own community. I mean, personally, if I want to think about my responsibilities and duties in the world, I would start with my own family. Then, I mean, I would narrow it down from the world to the smallest circle I know.
Exactly.
Like from the family, then community, then country, then global issues.
And of course, this is what our religion has asked us to do. We always see in all the narrations that we have, we have always been encouraged to care not only about individual issues, but also the social. And if we want to go beyond that, for the global and universal issues as well.
So even in our narrations, we have been recommended and we have been defined as people who must even wake up every morning caring about the affairs of Muslims.
Yeah.
So this Muslim community has a lot of things to say. We must be caring about it.
It's very interesting. Just as I was scrolling in the net, I heard something very much beautiful from someone who's already a celebrity. And then she was explaining that when I was too much of a kid, something happened to someone in the class. Another student was being bullied by the other classmate. And then my father happened to be working at that exact school that I was studying. So what happened was that my dad, without knowing that I'm not a member of this bullying thing that's happening, came into the class and then gave me a sign to come out of the class. And then I went out and then he told me, why didn't you take an action? And what she meant was that he was trying to tell me that he was scolding me, actually reproaching me for what happened in the class. And then I told him I did not have a part in that. And then he was telling me that you, as a girl who has been taught that caring for others is a thing and is a concern and is a responsibility.
Then you must take an action.
Even if you, even your silence is wrong, you should take an action. You should stand up and speak up for that one person. Even if you're not doing something wrong and you're staying silent, your silence is a crime.
Yeah. Right.
So, and then I was thinking that in today's world, how much of a crime is happening without us even being aware of what we are doing?
Or even in the times that we're aware, how much our silence is affecting the world.
So if I put it this way, that I have been born in this very small city and consider myself as a small town lifer without caring about the other people in the world or in a larger scale as it matters to me, the people of my country. I put them all aside and only think about my local area. That would be very selfish of me.
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, sometimes we are too much being busy with our own world that we forget. Even talking about our religion has always been defined as the religion that is asking us to stay in groups, to be in the community, to care about the world. So a question that can stick in our mind, that can make us aware of the truth, is that what does it mean to belong to a global Muslim community while keeping our own cultural identity? Because sometimes when we talk to the young people, when especially when we talk to the youngsters, we're asking them, okay, what signs of a Muslim girl or boy are you carrying with yourself that when you travel, it can show, it can resemble your presence and character as a Muslim? And they're like, okay, I have to be keeping my own cultural identity. I mean, I have to be the representative of my country. So this is also another place. I mean, there is a kind of dilemma in the minds of people.
Yeah, being the citizen of the world and then having my own cultural identity.
Or the protector of my own culture, my own country, which is also very important.
But is it paradoxical? Like, if I am a member of this huge world, does that mean that I have to lose my own cultural identity and then merge myself into a global identity?
You know, I think it comes from the places and people that we know.
Yeah.
And those that we're not keeping the balance sometimes. Right now, scrolling through social media, we see lots of people having pages that are only protecting their culture. They're just advertising the culture in their own country. And on the other hand, we have some pages that are just advertising their religion, whatever it is, and they're just protecting it in a way that you can see no balance. Like, okay, is this person who is a person who is just advertising Christianity, is this person doing the right thing, or the other person from that country, that X country, who is just protecting and advertising their own country? So this imbalance, I think this is the area and the place that students, young people, those who are studying, even adults, start to question themselves. Am I doing the right thing or not?
Yeah, but you know, usually what happens to be the response is that religion in itself is not actually what they're trying to promote, I do believe. You see, human beings are intuitively obsessed, or let's say attached, to that one anchoring point, which is the bond that they have with their creator. So technically, each one of us is striving for that connection, for that bond, and we're trying to reflect that in our everyday life. But we are speaking different languages.
Yeah.
Some people would see that bond and connection in the way that if they do some social reforms, if they go for social activities, they see that they are getting closer to the God that they have created in their own mind. Of course, when I say God, it's like this, that we always had it in our theology textbooks that all of the people in the world are seeking the same God with different
languages. They name
languages.
Him differently.
Yeah, they name him differently. And that's why the prophet is the last prophet who completed everything. Everything related to worshiping, everything related to mankind, everything related to the uplifting of mankind and humanity. And we say that all the religions are one because we all are seeking the same God. We are seeking the same. We are actually holding fast to that anchoring point, an anchoring rope. So just as you said, that people are calling for different things, but which one is correct one, or we shouldn't go for extremes.
And
we
what are our values?
Create balances.
And you know, so values. I have seen people who are seeking different values. They're like, okay, humanity is the most important thing. Being a good citizen is the most important thing. But when we delve into the religions, mm-hmm. we see that, okay, at the root of our religion, at the root of the humanity itself, even in the root of science, we can see the same values being shared. I mean, we name them differently. We
exactly. We label different them
words.
Differently.
Exactly. But deep down, we know that they're mm-hmm. all coming back to the mm-hmm. same core.
So, but if we want to be more practical, but I mentioned global warming. That's also a concern,
yeah,
like
sure.
how the world is being polluted by different damages that human beings are creating. Mm-hmm. What can I do as an individual? Like, if I say this to my students, probably they would laugh at me and say, as a person, as an individual, what can I do? What can I share to...
Is it even possible?
Yeah, I'm actually, compared to this yeah. huge population, I'm nothing.
But, you know, taking small actions, I do believe that in whatever community we are, in whatever place that we are, with whatever atmosphere and our surrounding, we can start with those small actions that we can affect on our own personality
yeah.
at the beginning. I mean,
and we saw it after war, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. When we start the change within ourselves, mm-hmm. when we want to change even one small part of the world,
exactly.
then we can see that change mm-hmm. happening globally.
So you see this night gathering that is happening
yeah, right.
right now in Iran, and
mm-hmm.
people of all the cities in Iran gather together at night, and they have these alleys in their own hands. At the beginning of the journey, it wasn't this huge, but right now it's
mm-hmm.
very huge. It is probably it started with the
one or two people.
Very minor number of people.
Yeah.
Like probably at the beginning, they were just small communes or let's say small gatherings.
The
but then
small actions.
If they thought that okay, me getting into the street is not going to change anything. Nothing would have happened, but look at what's happening right now. It worked as something really global. It's having
yeah.
some major effects and impacts.
Exactly. So those small actions, those
mm-hmm.
small steps that we can take
yeah.
can be the beginning of
yeah,
even
never underestimate
issues.
The power of
yeah.
even one person.
Right.
You have social media, you have different platforms, you have this so-called global
even
village
your
in
own
your hand.
Job, you deal with people, you can start making other people think differently.
Yeah, bring them to the spotlight, let
yeah.
them see things clearly and let them be aware.
And
awareness is
the
very
words
important.
Of wisdom.
Yeah. Awareness is very important. Sometimes we, as two friends, look at the same things, but we do not see the same thing.
Yeah.
So probably if you talk to me more about your angle, I would see some of the perspectives that I never thought I would be ever able to see. So this is my responsibility, I guess, as a citizen of the world to talk and to share my perspective and try to develop myself and try to care for others.
Yeah, right.
As much as I can, at least.
Yeah, of course. We might not be able to change everything from
yeah.
the beginning, but just believing in ourselves can be the first step.
Exactly. At the end of the day, we believe in the day of judgment, and in that day, everything is going to be so, so clear, and also you're going to be asked about your responsibilities. And your responsibilities are not just personal responsibilities, they are global and social concerns as well.
Yeah, right.
And I think we're running out of time. So this was all for today.
Yeah, and I hope you enjoyed listening to this wonderful... I myself love this topic. I mean, it made me think deeper.
Yeah.
Go back into the things that maybe I had forgotten.
Yeah, and sometimes we just take it for granted. We feel
yeah.
like we have no responsibility in regard to the world, but that's very wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And these kinds of reminders can
exactly.
help.
So thank you very much for being with us. Until another episode of Youth Station, take care of yourself. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings, be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that, inshallah, in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.